Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
This is the big leagues, okay?
Yeah, step it up.
You're riding the pine.
There's little kids in Australia who want to play cricket, and they're listening to TJ and I talk about sports, say, God, one day I can be talked about on Riding the Pine with Kyle and TJ. On the internet. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's worldwide.
Okay. Well, you have no idea.
With Kyle and TJ.
We're also incredibly modest.
Yeah, we are. We don't have egos, big heads. Listen, we're the best. And if there's anybody else out there trying to stake claim to that, you got to tell. We'll tell them they're wrong.
Sometimes when you're the fight you.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're the best, you're the best. And that's just the way it is.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling.
TJ and I, we're grinding away. We're pros. To be honest with you, we pulled off the weeks before you. We'll pull off the weeks well after you're gone.
Who knows what'll take your life.
And we'll pull off the weeks, you know, in the middle when you decide to take random vacations.
Here on this rugged patch of earth called Plataea, Xerxes' hordes face obliteration! Just there, the barbarians huddle. Sheer terror gripping tight. Their hearts, with icy fingers, knowing full well what merciless horrors they suffered at the swords and spears of three.
Listen up, Rome. Your time's past, chump. Move it along. You live in the jungle. Cute. You know what that was clever? 96. It's 2012, guys.
We're showing them it's 2012.
Yeah, Rome.
Get out of here.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Joining you from the far end of the bench, near the water cooler, in overtime, before extra innings, you get the point. Here's Kyle and TJ.
For us, what can you do for the team? You never heard of my knuckle puck?
I feel like we say this every time. I'm just that seasoning, man. You're the steak, I make the steak even better. I'm the seasoning on top.
It's knuckle puck time!
He winds up! He scores!
We are back. It is Riding the Pine. We are back in the dungeon.
Yes,
full
sir.
Crew, albeit about 30 minutes behind schedule.
That's pretty typical.
I don't want to blame anyone in particular, but my gut tells me TJ was closest to arriving on time, other than me.
Mm-hmm. That's fact. All the fingers in the room are pointing at the largest portion of the show.
And we're not talking contribution-wise.
Well, that's pretty apparent every single week.
Following up his miserable failure to post on the Facebook page as promised, don't worry, I handled it. Nader Top bringing the heat, only 30 to 35 minutes behind schedule on arriving today.
Whew. Good job, man.
Thanks for showing up, Nate.
Not only that, but how many days did it take you to get up Total Team Effort this week?
I think you were a day ahead of last week. I'm impressed.
It was done. Mm-hmm. It was just not posted up onto Facebook. I typically text Kyle and say, hey, it's up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I usually think that it's good for him to watch it and, you know, see if...
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't watch it.
Oh, I thought you do.
No,
oh,
not at all.
I only have been texting you that because I thought, oh, you know, he watches it, makes sure everything's good before we put
it
up.
No, man, all
you know,
I
an
do
extra
is...
set of eyes, but apparently not.
All I do is I click on it, make sure there's an actual video there and not just you, like, helicoptering your junk for 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then I click share and type in a little post on Facebook.
That's not what I thought happened.
Already
okay.
Leagues ahead of what you have done for the show in terms of social media production.
No, man. He looks at the graphs.
What did the graphs say this week?
Let's hear the stats.
Break it down.
We are higher than ever on our reach.
Woo! What are we reaching?
Boy, I don't remember. I don't.
Do you know what this number means? This mythical number of reach. What are we doing?
Reach is it takes the people that actually look at our Facebook page and then their friends, and then that's your reach, is how many friends away
So what you're telling us is our followers' friends are growing even though our likes are not.
No, what I'm saying is that...
Our friends are more popular than ever.
What I'm saying is their friends can get to ours easier because they're liking our page.
Okay.
And so that's great because we have more ability to attract more people.
So assuming all of our followers' posts are public, their friends or non-friends...
Can see it.
Can see that
on
and then
their
go,
yeah.
Hey... All nobody of our followers who have shared this podcast.
Right.
I now know what you're listening to. Maybe I'll do the same.
You know, Tomek's friends out there, you know, he likes our stuff a lot. And
Tomek
so.
Does. I wonder if Tomek has any Facebook friends.
Don't say that about Tomek.
Well, it's not about Tomek. It's just saying it's, I see he tweets a lot. Where it's very much appreciated.
Hey, Tomek, why don't you get more people on your friends list to follow our podcast if you like it so much?
Yeah. Yeah, Tomek, get on it. You goofy named weirdo.
Clearly,
do it.
Clearly, if you like it, you have friends of similar interests.
Yeah.
And so they should like it too.
Well, Tomek's still, he's like that puppy who just got caught making a mess on the floor after the debacle of last week.
Oh, yeah. He's still licking his wounds.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
sending us that miserable story from 18 months ago.
Yeah, you're going to be fresh off your ban when this episode comes out on Saturday. But I want you to know, if we don't have at least 10 more likes by the end of the weekend, you're banned again.
It's on you now. The onus has fallen to you. We've done our jobs.
That's all
we can
do.
So now, Tomek, if you send, you're still on the story sending ban, so don't even try that BS.
We have built the foundation. Now it's up to our listeners to grow the building, yeah. Make it taller.
No, no. We don't even do anything anymore. We shouldn't even have to show up to record. You should just spread the word.
Yeah, why don't you all just come in here, do a couple minutes, and then we'll just cobble one together.
Yeah.
Just kind of like the way you cobbled together that intro for Total Team Effort.
Whoa. That was upwards of 25 to 30 minutes of Windows Movie Maker
prowess. Digitize.
My favorite
Go
is...
Go to Total Team Effort 1 and just take the first 2 minutes of it.
No, my favorite... No, I made sure to prudently scan... to a moment where there were hand motions or laughing, okay? Because I needed some activity. My favorite is the page turning.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah, there's a page turn.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
Did you get a good dissolve in there where it just takes, squares from the screen and turns them black?
Yeah, it dissolves into spots, and then it comes back. Of course it does. Are you kidding me? That's one of the greatest transitions known.
My favorite, personally, was the negative art, which...
That is my favorite.
I couldn't even tell what was going on. It looked like winter in the dungeon.
It looked beautiful. It was magically done. Thinking about entering it into Sundance.
I described it as hilariously amateurish.
Yes.
And I got a good kick out of it.
Yeah. Now,
and I think it was Travis on our Facebook page said it looked like you took every single video filter available
to you.
And just threw them all together in one-minute
video
presentation.
I did try. What Windows Movie Maker has is a list of transitions and animations. I tried to use one transition, one animation per clip that I had.
You could enter that into Sundance as one of those experimental films and
say
that's like the negative effects of capitalism. That's what this film represents. Because, all those crazy, experimental films are political in some sense.
And you know there's a market out there where people would say that's art. That is art right there. That's the definition.
Like I said, it was hilarious.
I mean,
that was better than most of the comedies that are out on video right now.
Well, I'd like to say my effort rivaled or far, far defeated that of Nader Tots. Cobbling together of two movie clips.
He's easily...
Throwing a music bed. By the way, apologies to our German listeners because...
Oh, that's right.
Publishing that video, when I had to click make it public... it gave me a warning because Thin Lizzy, apparently having some issues in Germany, using "The Boys Are Back in Town," that is now banned in Germany.
I wonder why.
Our German music copyright stuff, but our video cannot be seen in Germany right now.
Do you think it's because Thin Lizzy is like spouting negative propaganda about the German Empire? Or?
Probably. They're probably one of the people claiming the 1939 to 45 did happen, and Germany is not having any of that.
I want all of our German listeners to post on our Facebook page complaining about their government not letting you watch our masterpiece.
Yeah.
Called the Total Team Effort.
Absolutely.
Tear down that technological wall. Tear it down.
You know what? The physical divide may be gone, guys, but the technological divide still stands.
Digitally, we're still divided. We can't have that if we want to grow as a world.
We have to bring it together. By the way, another quick update. This is, we really do appreciate all of the interaction and the posting on the Facebook page, so we do encourage that, facebook.com/ridingthepine. But I do need to give a special comment to Christopher, who posted a few pictures of his fantasy baseball teams. Now, you guys, I don't know if you read what I wrote, but you guys may remember, well, of course, Nate didn't. Nate doesn't even know what the Facebook is. He doesn't even like the Facebook.
Hey. When I saw him post it, it was just the pictures. No one had commented on it.
Okay. Well, I decided to comment. Now, you may remember Christopher from previous endeavors as posting his fantasy hockey team with 18 forwards.
Time out. Okay. Here we go, Christopher. I'm glad that you are the same person, because I had a little inkling that you were.
Well,
that
hang
posted
on.
Your...
Let me say what I commented first. I commented something along the lines of simply saying, you know, hey, why don't you let us know when you enter a big boy league that actually has defined positions? Now, this one wasn't as bad as hockey, where it was 18 wings and 3 forwards and 4 utility spots. This was, it had regular positions except for pitcher. It just had like 9 pitchers. And I said, you know what? Let me know when you enter a big boy league where they have starting pitchers and relief pitchers, okay? Because this is amateur hour, and that's enough. And he got... Did he get all types of butt hurt?
Uh-oh.
He was, well, you know what? You guys said you wanted content, and so I'll
guess
stop
what?
If you want.
Hey, guess what? Christopher, I'm going to call you out now.
Mm.
Now, I looked over your fantasy hockey roster legitimately.
Okay.
I understand what you did with all the spots that are active. You wanted to simulate as closely to what an actual team is.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you have about 1 billion bench players. The next problem is I don't know if you were playing in like a 2-man league or something, or you're just playing with really dumb people, but it looked like you had the 1 through the 50th top best players in the NHL on your team. When you have Ovechkin, Crosby, Datsyuk, Zetterberg, I mean, you had people, even novice fans would know on your team.
Yeah, that's, even me.
That's not fantasy hockey. That's you, you know, somehow bamboozling everyone else in the league and saying, oh, no, Sidney Crosby's terrible, man. He's not going to score anything this year. I'm Christopher. I got about 1 billion guys on my team.
But really, Christopher, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Please do keep posting. Like we said, we appreciate the interaction. But, you know, hey, expect the same type of treatment you're going to get. You need to step up your game. Your thin skin needs to stop.
Seriously, Nader Tot sits in here for an hour and a half every week and gets the crap kicked out of him.
Deservedly so.
You get 2 Facebook comments and you're just all kinds of butt hurt.
Now, Christopher, I do need to let you know that you just received fantasy hockey beating from the guy currently bringing in 7th place. At 34, 39, and 11 overall. He's got a finger wag. Hang on. Is this going to be the Nader Tut? Well, I was 15 goals and 3 shutouts away from winning last week.
No. This is, we play legitimate fantasy hockey where we have to dive deep into the player rosters. I don't have probably, you know, every great player in the NHL playing on my roster.
Nice. Taking another jab.
Yeah, Nader Tot's not the league commissioner and the owner of 5 teams in the league that he can just trade players around to. Take that, Christopher. I'm on to your scheme here.
We just lost a like. Count them now because they're going to be 1 less when this thing gets released. That's an absolute fact.
Well, good. We didn't want you anyway.
Yeah, you interactor with us on Facebook.
I've been doing this for 15 some episodes now, Christopher, like they said, and I still keep coming back, so grow up.
By the way, I do want to take the reins.
I'm sorry, Christopher,
one second here, guys. I just want to take the reins and put the word out for Facebook and Twitter that you know, if you want some fantasy hockey advice, you're currently listening to the reigning number 1 seed in our fantasy hockey league. Now, this isn't like, you know, like they said, some 4-team league where one person owns 6 of them. This is 10-team competitive stuff, guys. And I want to
really
let you know that I am currently sitting atop that leaderboard with a hearty lead. Hearty lead.
Really impressive.
53, 19, and 12.
I think it's competitive amongst 3 people, and it just so happens
No. Disagree. There's 2 divisions in this fantasy hockey league. In our division, TJ, you are I think, what are you, you're fifth overall now.
I'm third in our division.
But you're third in our division.
Nader Tai, you're in the crap division, and you can't, you're below 500.
Yeah, you're struggling right there. That is a crap division.
It is.
That's a crap division, and I'm owning the good division.
I agree. I hate it.
So I want to let you know that, you know, if you need fantasy hockey advice, some wisdom, I do have some wherewithal in that department. Very clearly.
I'm on a comeback trail, man.
TJ is just storming up the leaderboard, as evidenced by his 9-2 win last week. I was only 11-1. So technically, you only lost two games on me in the division last week.
Yeah, I know. I lost 3 points on you, which is really defeating.
Currently delivering a pounding to the ragtag group of misfit toys that Nader Tot calls a fantasy hockey team.
I had one player playing last night. You had like four.
God, uh-oh. Excuses.
Uh-oh, the graph is going down.
Wait, go back.
That is not what it was.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A,
that's Christopher right there. He can hear us ESP.
Go back down.
ESP, he's getting us.
Scroll down. Scroll down to our likes.
Where am I scrolling?
Oh, man, we had 141 when I left the house today.
Oh, boy. Did Christopher just listen to us?
Oh, my. Yep.
Oh, we're screwed. We are absolutely screwed. Well, hey, we got a lot to get to, guys, and we are only officially 16 minutes behind schedule this week.
You know what? Things can go off the rails when you're doing your first live show ever.
Yeah, we are doing a live show. We have a live audience, paid admission and everything.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody should buy me a drink, though. If we're the stars of the
show,
I'm kind of parched.
Yeah, where are the mixers?
Did you bring any Seagrams?
Where's the booze?
Some wine coolers?
Drugs.
TJ's lovely girlfriend, Danielle, has decided to join us in the dungeon. I don't know why. I don't know who would subject their girlfriend to this torture.
Whoever
Nader Tot wouldn't even bring his fake girlfriend in here.
Weird. Whoever's drilling the glory holes in here is like super excited today because
they
a woman entered the dungeon.
They are. Unless Hip Hop Underground's not into that.
No, that could be.
We don't know.
Didn't even consider that.
The man, the
That's
myth.
Actually probably more likely.
The man, the myth, the legend that is Hip Hop Underground continues to grow.
He's in the building, folks.
He is in the
building lurking.
Right now. Everybody needs to keep a little quiet. You never know where he is.
He had a distinct smell on him as I walked past his room.
I saw him without his hipster fedora today. Mm-hmm. He is indeed bald.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bit better about myself.
I made eye contact with him, and a
you
part of me
no
died.
No such thing.
A part of me died.
I hear he's like the anti-Amish. Like, when he looks at you, he steals part of your soul.
Oh, boy.
Instead of what? Giving you a part of your soul?
Well, the Amish feel like if you get your picture taken,
oh,
you lose a part of your soul.
But so. Every time he looks yeah. anywhere, it's like visual
he's the,
picture.
He's the okay. camera to the Amish person.
Gotcha.
It was a poor
gotcha.
Analogy.
Yeah, it was.
I wish I hadn't made it.
It makes sense once you explain it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I guess I just assumed that part of the Amish culture is more widely known. Either way, not welcome in Riding the Pine recording.
Yeah.
I thought we were going
to always bringing
the
heat.
I thought we were going to go with the Amish some more, but you cut it off. And so
I did. I need to stop that right before we get going in that.
Once anyway,
you get
what we got here?
Once you get that train rolling, it's really hard to stop it, guys. Because
I hear
I can talk,
a train a-coming. It's coming round a bend.
I could talk Amish culture for hours. I don't know about
you guys, but
I'd love to break
I,
it
I,
down.
Amish are interesting people, man.
They scare me.
They scare me, too,
that's a,
but
that's
they're
another,
interesting.
Another time, another place. This is for this is for Nader Tot.
Is this Stompin' Tom?
This is Nader Tot at a special request for recording tonight that before we talked hockey, he wanted to give a personal eulogy to Stompin' Tom, who wrote the good old hockey game, passed away this week.
Everyone.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers go out to Stompin' Tom's family. We lost a great man.
What if Stompin' Tom's family listens to this podcast?
I'm giving them honest feelings right now. This is the one song that unites the hockey community.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, you know, Hockey Night in Canada, this is the number one.
Is that a song or a television program?
It has their own intro, and it's widely known. But this is number one, Stompin' Tom's family. My thoughts and prayers go out to you. We lost the great man. Too soon. Too soon. Now the final flick
of a hockey stick and a one gigantic screen. Yeah, boy, I haven't felt those kinds of feelings of joy since the last time the Leafs won the cup.
There's no better feeling than going to your Tim Hortons on the local Zamboni and getting a cup of Joe.
You know my favorite thing to do when I go to the Tim Hortons. I I make my own Jimmy Dean's pork sausage, maple syrup, dunk it in there. Delicious.
I go out back, kill myself a moose.
Then damn Frenchie Habs fans think they're top, eh? They haven't done in years.
Frenchies.
Yeah, you know them. The damn Montreal Frenchies. Get out of this country.
I don't know where that accent went at the end, but you said in this country.
It went south to Mexico.
It did. It went very south.
Hey, brother.
Now you're Hulk Hogan mixed with a little lisp. I love the diversity. You have a wide range, Nate. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm going.
Never let it be said that this show is not diverse. Nader Tot's working on that racism thing.
Oh, yeah. He's trying. He's trying.
That's all he can do. He's dug himself a hole, but he's trying to get out. He's trying to make some steps.
Yeah, he's trying to be nice to all communities now. Well, there's only...
I love all people.
In honor of Stompin' Tom, we do need to talk a little bit of hockey. And in a world where hockey sucks... That's a joke. Both of you hockey fans, stay on that side of the table, okay? The best thing that happens in hockey, we can all agree, is fighting.
Yeah. It's like basketball on ice, eh?
What?
I don't know.
Basketball
now
on
I've
ice,
I've got the Mexican-Canadian thing going.
Man, those Mexican-Canadians sure do have a distinct sound, guys.
They do. They sound very similar.
Well, this is... like we said, we can all agree that fighting is the best. Now, the Ottawa Senators, I don't know anything about them. I know they have a man. I think Daniel Alfredson's still on the team.
Yep,
yeah, he's on my team, too.
Last time I played fantasy hockey was 2003, 2004. He was the bee's knees, guys. Daniel Alfredson was the man.
Yeah.
Right?
Alfie. They call him.
Yeah.
Alf.
So that's my extent of the
big thing on
Ottawa
Daniel
Senators.
Alfredson is whether or not Ottawa's going to keep him or trade him. He's old.
Go to the corner.
No. We're talking hockey. We got two hockey fans now.
That does not mean... Oh! That does not mean in any regard that we can still talk hockey. All right? Now, I had to mute your mic for a minute, but under no circumstances do we actually break down hockey. Can't believe I muted the wrong mic.
That was embarrassing. I thought you were good at this.
The big news and Daniel Alfredson.
I remember my first podcast.
Do you?
It's all kind of a blur to me. Just a blur of awesome.
Gotta get past that. Well, anyway, an Ottawa Senator. Now, this is going to be the best part. We'll start the microphone round the horn with Nate. Nate, pronounce that name.
First name, David. Mm-hmm. Last name, Zarunsky.
You're going to the Zarun. Silent D?
Yes.
I think Zarunsky. You're on to something.
I think the D is silent as well. I'm going to take a little different approach here. Go David.
Oh, that's a good one. That could I,
that
honestly
could
be it.
David Zierzinski.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to go with David. I think David's the way to do it. Zierzinski. I have no idea the correct manner.
Next question. Is he... a foreign-born player, meaning being born outside of North America, or is he a North American?
Definitely a foreigner.
I'm going to go upset, North American.
All right. What I'm going to do is, because I don't want to retype that name,
Polish.
While we talk about this, I'm going to copy-paste that into the old Wikipedia box and see who's correct.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, needless to say, he got into a bit of a fist fight this past week, and, you know, there's a lot of hockey fights to go around. We talked about one last week where it was a bunch of dancing, and it was like girl slap fighting.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
It was brutal to watch.
If hockey is supposed to be a good thing, that was the worst thing ever.
Well, this is really the opposite.
He's
a Canuck. He's a Canuck.
I mean, to be fair, British Columbia is hardly Canada. Yeah, I'm looking at you, you damn Canucks.
We still don't know how to pronounce his name. That's not going to happen. Well, David DZ,
I like it.
He's a youngin. All right, he is 23 years old.
Oh boy!
First season in the NHL, first month in the NHL. Okay,
so what I imagine is
his first fist fight. Now this fist fight comes 25 seconds up. Okay, now the video picks up and you can see I see gloves. A stick is thrown about. This looks like a one night stand, but on a hockey rink.
Yeah. So what's the deal, man? Is this like some hotshot kid that? the Leafs want to get a piece of?
No
or
way.
Is he supposed
undrafted.
To be, is he supposed to be an enforcer?
Definitely undrafted. I have no idea the MO on this kid. First NHL goal came in February, 3 days after his first NHL appearance. He's a fresh-faced, undrafted kid. I think you're going to see a lot of that this year,
yeah.
Being the shortened year, a lot of injuries. Those old fellas can't keep up with it. But, yeah, I don't know what his MO is. But needless to say, someone wanted to pick a fight with him. I believe that, yeah, this is against Toronto. So it's already Canadian blood hate.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that there's, like, interstate Canadian hatred of each other?
There has to be.
Let me tell you something. When you go up to Canada, you are clearly drawn lines of which team you like, and you don't like it. If you like anyone else. If you live in Toronto, you are a Leafs fan.
Yeah.
If you mention any other team, they'll kill you.
Even Montreal enjoys the Canadiens?
No. Montreal,
I didn't think so.
Montreal, you're a Canadiens fan. I went to Canada once, and I made a mistake of wearing a Red Wings hat. I got dirty looks because, you know, Canadians are so nice and polite.
Yeah.
They don't yell stuff at
That's
you.
That's the Canadian equivalent of kill.
Yeah. It really yeah. is. I just murdered you in my brain.
Yes, they did. So.
So Canadian, well, everybody knows Canadians take their hockey seriously, but needless to say, I'm sure this 26 seconds in, this Canadian blood hate has taken over a Toronto Maple Leaf, needed to drop gloves with the newest Ottawa Senator. Now watch this fight and how this turns out. This young kid, now I don't know.
He's going to say his name. He's going to say his name too.
Oh, okay.
Well,
he's Canadian saying it. Will we be able to understand it?
I hope.
All right,
well,
I'll bring
it'll
you back.
It'll be just like American, but with A.
That is how Canadians sound.
For Toronto, Steckel won that draw. And right off the hop, Fraser McLaren's going to go with Dave Dzerzhinsky.
Dzerzhinsky. The Z silent. What upset. Nobody got
no.
it.
No. Wow.
Who would have guessed out of all those letters, the Z would be silent?
Not me. The Z and the I, kind of.
My goodness. Dzerzhinsky. Oh,
that kind of makes sense.
Well, now, if I'm 23... I don't care how old the other guy is. I forget Fraser McLaren.
He looks like he's ancient. The Maple Leaf guy looks like a fossil. I can just tell.
I'd be terrified. I would be terrified.
Well, the Maple Leafs are, you know, have not been good up until recently.
Yeah.
So this is probably one of their still bad players because he's so far under the cap space.
Yeah.
They just keep him on because they can't afford to bring in any
they
more good
guys. They literally need a warm body to skate on the ice every night.
Yep.
Well, yeah, this guy's name is Fraser McLaren. I can tell you I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah,
this
and,
must
and
be...
TJ's a hockey diehard.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm looking at him. This guy's definitely not a first-liner. This is the beginning of the game. This guy was definitely put out to start for this express-written purpose.
Had to be. Had to be.
It
so
was...
this so this fight takes place between young, fresh face as well as the golden age of hockey. And let's listen to how this plays out.
Fighting
all right, now,
this
starts off with your standard grapple.
Yeah, pretty good.
But
pretty
all things
good.
Considered,
ooh,
some
good
pretty good blows exchanged early on in the fight. McLaren had a good hold on him started ripping off some good punches to the side of the helmet, which...
Once you connect...
Keep hockey in fighting. Keep fighting in hockey. Make them take the helmets off. This is stupid.
Yeah, more concussions, please.
Yeah, but you're punching helmets.
I want to actually see the stupidity beaten into you.
I want to see blood literally permeate the ice. That's what I want to be able to see. Not it get stuck in the helmet.
If,
that's a snooze.
If I can see your brain leaking out of your nose, that's even more bonus points.
bonus points for leaky brain nose.
From me, that means something.
So McLaren lands a few blows, but then Dzerzhinsky gets a few back. Now McLaren, this is where McLaren lands the decider, the deciding blow.
Fighting majors this year, this is their sixth.
Oh yeah. And once you connect with a good one.
Oh, that one didn't even look that bad. That almost looked like a glancing blow, but watch the way this fight ends.
In this category.
A glancing blow, and he is out.
It looked like he lost his balance, kind of, because he was being hit in the face so hard.
Yeah, but that, I mean, out of all the shots that landed, look at this. That was a glance. I mean, it looked like it caught him on the nose.
It looked to me like that first one we saw really shook him up,
yeah.
And he was just trying to stand up, and then all of a sudden
that one put him down.
His world got rocked.
Now,
and
scary scene. Glad to see he's moving moments after, but he was out. He was unconscious. Now,
I'll fall back down again, please.
The way hockey fights go is obviously
what is that noise? Make it stop.
the way the hockey fights go is you're always hanging on to someone. Now, if they weren't hanging on to each other's jersey, he's hitting the ice first with no one breaking his fall. Thankfully, the guy who knocked him out broke his fall. Now, this is a thing. I'm aware of hockey, but is this something where they're both sitting in the penalty box while he obviously went home and took the ladle to his brain to scoop out the gravy?
Oh, gosh.
It surely was.
Oh, he got ejected.
But is this one? Oh, boy, that is rough to see him stumble off the ice. Now, he did have a concussion. Obviously, he didn't return. Dzerzhinsky, that is. But is this something you have to apologize for as a player?
No.
Like, you know, it's a fist fight, and I know, but does the ethical code say, hey, man, I didn't mean to mash your brain like mashed potatoes.
I didn't mean to shorten your lifespan by 15 years.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
It happens.
I think this one, because the kid is obviously the one who started it, he knew what he was getting into. Now, if it was, I'm sure they'll probably go, you know, behind the scenes, the Toronto guy, and, you know, assuming that there's no bad blood already between them, he'll probably say, hey, you all right? Make sure he's all right. Because, you know, they understand fighting's a part of hockey. But if these two were absolute, like, hated each other, no question they wouldn't say anything to each other.
It's the second phase off of the game, so you know it's early. So, and it, like you said, it was on the face off. This is something that clearly they had said, either McLaren had said to Dzerzhinsky or the other way around before the face off while they're standing next to each other, hey, we're going to go.
Typically, yeah. If it's, you know, this early into the game, it's not because of something that happened earlier in the game, like a bad hit or something like that. This is, you get the two grinders out there. They're like, hey, you want to go when the puck drops?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah. And I mean, there's maybe something happened in the game before that we don't see. I mean, we're not following Canadian hockey that closely. But
I can
never
honestly
forget.
Say I'm not a Leafs fan. So,
yeah. Well, I remember last season in the playoffs. I believe it was, why am I blanking on his name? Defenseman from the Predators right now. Shea Weber pulled an incredibly dirty hit on Henrik Zetterberg, the star from the Red Wings. And everybody was saying it was essentially said at that point because the only guy the Red Wings had was Todd Bertuzzi, who you may have heard almost killed a guy. It was noted he was going to have to be the guy to come back and enforce it, and everybody's wondering when's this going to happen. Sure enough, I think it was less than a minute into the game the following night, wasn't it?
Something like that. But Shea Weber is a giant monster, so yeah. I don't think anybody wanted to fight him.
No, but it happened. There wasn't any huge blows exchange. Bertuzzi, Weber fought. They both served their penalty. And honestly, that was the end of it. Outside of Shea Weber, every time he steps foot into the city of Detroit, you can hear a loud chorus of boos from one end to the other. That's the extent of it. And I can't believe, like, I don't know. If I'm Henrik Zetterberg or Detroit Red Wing, I carry that grudge. Punched me. You tried to kill me. You jammed my face into the boards. I'm carrying that grudge. How hockey players just let it go is miraculous.
Well, you can carry that grudge, but when you're Henrik Zetterberg, who's 5'11 and 170, you're not going to be able to do anything to Shea Weber's Goliath.
Yeah, but send, like this year, send Tutu out there. Have him give him a groin kick.
Oh, he'd fight. You see, this is a couple things on that. If I'm Zetterberg, all I got to do is flash my ring and say, hey, Shea Weber, what? I've already won some. You haven't. I'm on a good team. You're not. No, the difference in hockey fights is there's two fights. There's the revenge, I absolutely hate you, like the Wings-Avs fights of years back.
Oh, yeah, that anger never goes.
And then there's, you know, hey, let's do this to, you want to just fight? And so.
Yeah. Now, moving on to the other realm of snooze sports,
whoa. This is a soccer. I thought we gave a one-month ban on soccer.
Did we do that? I'll move on from the story. I forget.
I thought we did.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize, guys.
How long has it been since we
I don't remember. I'm just trying to drive content, guys. I totally forgot.
Everyone knows the bands that we distribute aren't serious, except for yours, Tomek. Yours is serious.
Yeah.
And so is that
threat. And if you keep up with the whininess, yours will be too, Christopher. Well, I have a soccer video. This is a video you're going to need to see to get the image. We'll try to explain it to the best of our knowledge, but apparently Kazakhstan even plays soccer, which you know if Kazakhstan's playing it, it's a poverty game.
I didn't see it on Borat. I don't think this is real.
If it hasn't happened in the fictional escapades of a Kazakhstan ambassador, it doesn't exist.
Everyone knows the only thing anyone in Kazakhstan does is play ping pong, sunbathe, breakdance and
hate
have,
Jews.
Have, well, yep, hate Jews and have sex with their sisters.
That's right. That is Kazakhstan. Well, there's this video of a soccer match. Now, when I started watching this, I didn't know if this was like on the field because there's a truck right off to the side of the field that it looks like one of those sewage trucks that'll come and pump a septic tank at a trailer park.
You know what I think that is? I think that's whoever wins this game, that's filled with explosives. And they get their country gets that.
Yes!
To use as an IED or some kind of moving explosive.
Well, this is fan shot video, so there's not much in terms of audio. But it literally, this is the worst condition for a soccer pitch. I mean, and I'm not a soccer fan, but... Is it that? What did you do? Did you build this soccer field on a valley, like in the base?
Yeah.
Because this guy goes to take a corner kick, and the water, look at it right there, is almost it's to his shin. You can't see foot.
Typically, it's not.
And this isn't a Nader Top fetish video. It's buried in water. can't
take that one. That one. How about that, JFK? Didn't even see that one coming from the grassy knoll.
You can't see foot. It's so buried.
Back of the head. Back and through the front. Back and through the front.
It's so buried. And this poor guy actually has to go and kick this corner kick. Now, there was... It's like he did that to prove a point.
He just threw the soccer ball down
and just goes, really? This is what I'm doing?
That's exactly what happened. He's just like, oh, my God. Well, this is just awful.
This guy is actually right now thinking, I'm going to go back to my other job as full-time trailer park attendant because this is worse.
I would rather be diving in the mines for coal and have it collapse on me and try and dig my way out then play this stupid soccer game.
Yeah, this is, you almost feel bad because this is probably some level of soccer where it's these 38 to 40 year old guys. He just lobbed it out and the ref blew a whistle for some reason. Nobody knows. It's just the fact that I can actually hear you listen. There's murmuring that people are attending this debacle.
Well, this is the only break they have from doing whatever they have to do to get the world's greatest potassium, Kyle. It's part of their national anthem, don't you know? We have the world's greatest potassium.
He actually sets up the corner kick on the water. You see, he's 3 feet from a tube trying to drain these thousands of gallons of water. We'll post this video again. You need to see it. International soccer taking one on the chin right there. Not very good.
Poor decision by Kazakhstan to build their soccer pitch in the middle of the lake.
Yeah. This lake, it looks good.
We can build grass here.
We sod it, we bring players. They did not plan for the seepage or our rain, so this is what happens.
Well, at least you...
At least you have all that future to look forward to.
You don't have to bring water bottles to the game?
Yeah, there you go.
Bright side?
Well, on the podcast the last, I'd say 6 weeks, we've really talked about fans quite a bit. Interactions with fans, chanting, mostly in the negative, but
yeah, because fans are awful.
A lot of the thing we talk about is court storming, which it's mostly college related, and for good reason.
Yeah,
TJ's the court storming authority. You don't want to get on his court storming bad side.
Well, actually, Nader Todd and I pretty much
co-authored
that book.
Okay,
and what I was going to say is you wouldn't see even if we went to our hapless Pistons, if we went to one of their games. And we beat, say, the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if all the fans stormed the court? Actually, I could. It was called the Malice at the Palace.
And it would be.
And it would be fistfights.
Now it would be miserable because 35 fat people from Detroit would wander out on
the
arena floor and just throw their supersized cups and walk
up. I was going to say all of one fan would be out on the court.
That's really how it would go.
A fan would storm the court.
Yeah.
A fan.
Get punched out by a role player by Chris Anderson. Get punched out by Chris Anderson and move on.
Then immediately contract AIDS.
Yeah. Well, the new head coach, I don't know if he's new, Colorado State coach Larry Eustace, you may remember him from Iowa State is where he got famous at because he was a really good coach at Iowa State, brought him to the tournament, a couple of big upsets, made a name for Iowa State, the Cyclones there, who are, again, a very good college basketball program now. Well, he got shipped out of town after there may have been some drunk driving issues.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't great for Larry Eustace on his departure.
I thought that was allowed in Iowa. That's what I thought. is how you get around in Iowa.
Oh, yeah. You can't drive if you're not legally intoxicated.
Because what are you going to crash into? A cornfield?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to hit? A cow? Like, really? You're going to hop on your tractor drunk.
Oh, no. I have to make a new scarecrow. Oh.
Yeah. You're going to mow down like some chicken wire at 2 miles an hour on your tractor.
Hey,
that's how it goes.
Larry Eustace is the only reason the Home Depots in Iowa are still in business.
Everybody's keep rebuilding things. Well, he got shipped out of there. He had struggles with alcohol, which obviously not a huge joking matter, unlike what we just did and make fun of it. Well, he's now the head coach of Colorado State. Now, they were at a game against Wyoming.
Cowboys!
Nader Todd.
Nader Todd, personal connection.
Yeah.
So you could have been there for this, Nate. You should have been there for this.
Sense into this, man.
Huge Mountain West matchup.
Okay. So
actually, Colorado State and Wyoming are rivals.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Colorado State and Wyoming are rivals.
Yeah.
Thrilling.
How does that work?
Because Laramie is only about 2 hours from Denver.
Wow. Man, you can make that in 8 hours on horseback, DJ.
I know, right? The Cowboys.
You can make that in, like, 1 hour driving drunk at 100 miles an hour down the road.
That's a 12-hour horse and buggy ride, according to Wyoming travel code.
Yep.
That's the way that goes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't know, before you go out there, have you purchased your proper horsing licenses?
I have not.
Okay. Make sure you get on that.
I'm still trying to find the perfect horse for me.
Hey, I hear local government's a fickle out there for those horsing licenses.
Do you know how to shoe your horse yet? Can you do it?
No, not yet. No. Those
you
are classes.
A lot to do.
Those are classes down
there.
You
have a lot
road.
To do.
I don't know if the listeners know what we're talking about.
No, we don't need it. We'll talk about it soon enough. Nader Tot won't be with us after a while, so we can get back on track.
Maybe they teach you that at school in Wyoming.
Shoeing?
Yeah, horseshoeing.
Oh, they should. Well, needless to say, the Wyoming fans, those filthy mongrel Wyoming fans.
And the people who go to their school.
And the people who go to their school and work at their school. All decided to chant at head coach Larry Eustace, alcoholic.
Oh.
Now, how is that alcoholic and then
gotta
the clap?
Be.
It's that's the only way you can chant. Unless, well, it's Wyoming. Alcoholic!
Hey!
Alcoholic!
Yeah, it's all slurred. It's like, alcoholic.
I don't even know how, well, I know how Larry Eustace heard it because 13 people at this basketball game heard all eight Wyoming fans not in unison. Alcoholic!
Yeah, and then they threw their Budweiser at him.
That's how they drink their Budweiser in a can. They serve that at the games.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't read it on the news because nobody cares.
They whipped out their pint of Jack Daniels with their sippy straw in it and threw it at him. They
but
dumped it on his
say,
head.
Now, we've all heard of bad taunting. Like the worst one was still the Duke fans chanting, "How's your grandma?"
to the
man who lost his grandmother that week. This is up. For me, this is up. I think this is brutally offensive. I think this is incredibly online.
I've participated in an alcoholic chant.
You are a beast, and you deserve to go to this university. Okay?
Everything comes together.
That's full circle. I am this close to an expletive-ridden rant right now.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, it was a different time, a different place back then.
What? How long ago? How different of a place was this, you filthy son of a...
It was
different was it?
It was about, this was...
Shut the hell up.
This is a year ago. It was
a year ago.
We chanted alcohol.
A different place a year ago?
We were at the CCHA championship. My school was playing Michigan for the championship, and Red Berenson is the coach of Michigan, and apparently he was a former alcoholic because we all the Western people started chanting alcoholic when they introduced him as the head coach. We also got told by that Shannon Hogan, that I'm sorry, Shannon, if you're listening, that terrible Fox Sports Detroit side reporter at the Red Wings games and other Detroit sporting events.
Man, you're right, DJ. This hole's getting big.
She told us that she wanted to do a story on our student section that traveled very well for this game, but we couldn't swear, and if we swore one more time while she was around us, she would have to leave, which proceeded, as soon as she said that, a terrible call was called by the ref, and we started chanting.
Oh, God. Couldn't even.
I'm sorry, that was 44. Boy, it was 44:30.
Couldn't even try to 44:30. Try to block that one. That's the. I've got three on you tonight.
Man,
one on
is,
me, but my one was warranted.
He is a loose cannon tonight,
Kyle. My goodness, we're trying to keep this thing on the rail.
Not only is he trying to apparently dig all the way through the earth to China, but he's building a railroad into outer space to do it, too.
Man, talk about burning those bridges. Well, needless to say, Larry Eustace heard these remarks, and that's the part that really damaged it. Now, if you can hear it on TV, it's one thing. He's like, oh, maybe he can't hear it. Maybe he's not going to go cry himself to sleep tonight because his family probably left him because he's a drunk for a lot of time, you know?
Ooh.
But he comes out afterwards and says, quote, so embarrassing. I'm listening to people talk about me like I'm Charlie Manson.
Oh, yeah.
This is really sad, but I mean,
wow, that made me a little sad inside.
It's a sad story. Like this is another example. And we've highlighted this of terrible college fanhood of people
Honestly,
you can try to write it off all you want that college kids are still soft headed and dumb, but my goodness, to make fun of like a grandmother's death the week before and a lifelong personal battle with alcohol, just remarkably stupid and ignorant.
Although maybe I'm just going to play devil's advocate and maybe give these students benefit of the doubt.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're just used to alcoholism and that's no big thing in Wyoming. What do you think, Nader Tot?
It could be because their star point guard for Wyoming that. Are you going to mute me?
No, I'm letting you talk. I'm just stretching.
He got in a bar fight, and that's why he got kicked off the team, and Wyoming started to suck.
So well, with the, your so loose the, cannon ways, you're not going to have any trouble blending in, you freaking animal. God.
I'm guessing all of those students had fathers leave them because of alcoholism.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, that's probably why.
And so they're just
there's probably
trying to
a chant and support.
They're just, yeah, either that or they're just trying to, that's how they take out their aggression.
That's definitely what it was. Guys, I do this with a heavy heart.
Uh-oh.
It's not an apology, but this is the music we play for an apology. This is not an apology. You guys may have heard, but we need to discuss and perhaps reminisce the late, great Wrestling Zone Paul Bearer passed away.
Oh, I did see that. I don't know who that was, but I did see that.
WWF, morbidly obese, Paul Bearer.
Was he affiliated with The Undertaker?
He was.
That makes so much sense.
Let me tell you my fondest memory of Paul Bearer, guys.
Okay.
Back when I was young, soft-headed, pre-undergrad at University of Wyoming, I was a wrestling fan. Okay. Now, there was a storyline.
Was this also around about the time you turned to alcohol?
Coincidence, right? Isn't that crazy?
Is he part of that New World Order?
No. No, he was just the manager.
Oh.
You're getting your federations mixed up.
Yeah, duh. Paul Bearer, my favorite time with the late, morbidly obese, great Paul Bearer was a skit outside of the wrestling arena, guys, where someone was put in a hospital, and it was Kane, and Paul Bearer was by his side when another wrestler broke in and pulled all the IVs out of his arm.
Oh, no.
And for a week as a child, I thought the man had actually died.
Oh, my God. That is one of the. I can see why you were into that back then. That is very dramatic,
dude. It was. This
but,
was.
But
it
wait,
was,
wait, wait! Isn't Kane the son of the devil?
No. Well, Kane was the Undertaker's unknown brother who had his face burned off in a fire.
Oh,
the Undertaker
thought,
made it out of. Duh! Get with your wrestling story.
I thought
lines.
Kane was the son of the devil.
Yeah, that's. I stopped watching way, way back when.
Oh, I don't. But, I've never watched wrestling.
Brother
so.
Of the Undertaker, Kane. I thought he was dead for a full week until the next week's Monday Night Raw, where in true wrestling form they simply didn't acknowledge it and everything was back to normal.
So Kane and the Undertaker were in like a tag team match with D-Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it went down?
Probably. I don't know. Kane was in the hospital. Someone pulled the plug. I thought he died. Paul Bearer was there, and he was outraged.
What did he do? Did he just, like, look around, like, I can't believe this happened?
He made the weirdest faces. Let me see if I can find this link. It's probably right here. But he made the weirdest faces, and he was morbidly ugly. I mean, he was a terribly ugly man.
I did see a picture
you
of him.
You see him?
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like the Penguin.
Yeah. He really does, but with a mustache.
Yeah. He looks like Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
So needless to say, it's been a sad week, guys. First we lose Stompin' Tom.
Uh-huh.
Hockey song great.
Uh-huh.
And then the late, great Paul Bear. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Family, friends, Paul Bear.
Undertaker.
Feel for you. I hope there's some type of video montage.
If Kane has ever shed a tear, I'm guessing it was this week.
I pray there's a clever video montage that just like wrestling fans need to figure something out like NASCAR fans did after Dale Earnhardt died, where on the third lap all those dirty hillbillies hold three over their heads. Okay? Stupid tribute. Nobody cares. Stop it. It was 10 years ago. Move on. Wrestling fans need to do something for late, great Paul Bearer.
Did he ever wrestle or was he just...
Look at him. Do you think he ever got in a unitard and wrestled,
well,
TJ?
Vince McMahon wrestles.
I don't know, man. Maybe he wrestles in his suit.
No, part of the reason he died was because of his morbid obesity.
Well, yeah. There's some...
He was in some poor health.
There's some morbid obese...
He was in some bad spot.
There's some morbidly obese wrestlers.
Yeah.
There
I would still
That's
say they're
thing.
Remarkably more fit than him.
Yeah, well, that could be.
Do you think Vince McMahon is going to milk this and say, hey, Undertaker, come out of retirement and we'll have you battle for the WWE Championship?
Listen... Nate,
and sell a billion more dollars.
If you're not
going
to follow wrestling, then don't even talk to me about it, because the Undertaker just came out of retirement.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
And he's fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship
at
WrestleMania.
Hey, guess what? He's never lost at WrestleMania. I bet you he'll win again
20
this year.
20-0, Nate. Boom.
Get with it.
God.
You want to hear my WWE moment as a kid?
Not at all. Oh, yes. Yes, I do. What? No, I don't, because I want to hear your WWE moment as a kid on an episode of Total Team Effort.
Oh!
Ooh! You want that little gem of a story, you're going to need to subscribe to the YouTube channel, which I posted.
Just creative
because
content.
Because Nader Tot didn't.
I don't know why he puts the video up on YouTube, but then doesn't post it to the Facebook. Right?
Needless to say, we haven't mentioned it yet, but you really should watch Total Team Effort. 4 volumes in now, 4 episodes deep.
I think they're pretty good.
I'm enjoying doing them. I really am. They've been funny. It's a little different. Nader Tot, if he could save all the over-the-top swearing for the video.
That would be better.
I'd prefer that.
That would be better.
So maybe that's something we can focus on in the coming weeks. One, figure out how to log into Facebook and utilize it. Two, don't curse openly on the podcast. Save it for Total Team Effort. What do you think, Nate? 2 goals?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. I achieved my first goal by bringing my adapter for my headphones.
He did!
So we're moving forward, everyone.
Progress!
What's funny to me is Nader Tot used to be the guy who would be like, ooh, well, we can't say that. I really don't feel comfortable saying that.
Yeah,
and
you're
now
the guy
sudden,
who wanted us to bleep things because you didn't like the light it painted you in, and now you're dropping F-bombs and this and that. Like, it's like you need to.
That was my first ever.
Check the tape.
It could have been.
Not, okay.
I remember you saying rim job.
I do remember a very vocal
that is. I don't count that.
yeah, definitely. That's
because
totally
we
different.
Were all partaking of it. That was like, you know.
It's definitely different.
This is my first like outright.
Yeah. Well, moving on, because we are incredibly behind somehow.
No,
again.
We're not. People love it.
People do love it. I was instructed.
You love it, Tomac.
I was instructed by my brother this past week when he asked how long was this one. I said, that was about 75 minutes. Keep it at an hour. So clearly,
yeah, well, what do you know?
So clearly that's where the diehards start to wane off. 60 minutes and onward is when the listenership, that graph you so heartily follow, I'm sure it just drops off the floor.
Yeah, well, what else do you have to do when you're building boxes, losers?
Ooh. Where that came from.
I'm saying, what are you going to do, listen to silence?
Yeah.
At your stupid job? No.
Take that. Listen to this podcast. Eat it. Well, moving on. Joe Flacco this past week, rewarded for a Super Bowl title, even though we can all agree he's an above-average quarterback, but I don't think I could ever include him in the elite group.
No, there's just...
I couldn't do
it. You know what I think it is for me? I think it's a stupid name. Joe Flacco.
It's a boring name.
Yeah, it is.
It's a boring name to go along with the most boring man in the world.
Just the stupid face that looks like...
Bushy eyebrows.
Like every man that taught me throughout middle school.
He really is. He's a stupid face on a boring name. Yeah. That's what he is.
Yeah,
ugh.
Nice high school chemistry teacher face, idiot.
Yeah, leave the NFL. I'm a Ravens fan. What can I say? Well, was rewarded for a Super Bowl, and I think we kind of knew this was coming. I didn't think it would actually happen with his agent dropping not-so-subtle hints about, oh, well, he deserves to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
in no universe does he deserve to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league, okay? But he was. He was rewarded with a $120.6 million contract. I think that was 6 years. Highest-paid average NFL player in history. Well, asked about it, this is the quote I really want to talk about. When asked about it, you know, the question everybody wants to know, all of us commoners want to know is, oh, man, how are you going to spend that? What are you going to do with that type of money, you know? So someone asked, you know, Joe Flacco, what's the first thing you're going to do? What are you going to buy with this contract? Quote, just going to look at it all, I guess. If he's married, that must be the most miserable marriage I've ever heard of.
No, there's no way he could. There's no way he could be married. He's not interesting enough.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Missionary Monthly, but that's the modem. That's the modicum of Joe Flacco's marriage. Not Missionary Monday, Missionary Monthly. That's it.
Maybe if he's married, they're like that old, you know, 70-year-old couple, but they're really young. You know, I don't know how old he is, 30-something?
No, he's in his 20s.
Okay, 20s, but they act like they're 70. What do you want to do tonight, Ma? You want to go to the buffet? Okay.
I don't know, maybe...
Watch a little telly?
Maybe we can get out the TV dinner trays and watch some Wheel of Fortune?
You know, I really need to restock the pantry with some Dixie cups and paper plates.
You want to walk to the basement with me and get those things? You want to... Maybe go restock the canned goods at the local produce market?
I hear there's a hot sale on hand tools at the local home improvement store.
I could use a new drill bit.
I think I'm going to reline the cabinets this weekend because it's the off season. I don't know. That's only if I have time, you know.
I don't know. It depends on when I get out of bed. I can't miss The Price is Right. That Drew Carey sure is a hoot.
Speaking of bed, maybe I'll do some laundry tonight. Just go nuts, you know? Wild and crazy.
Maybe even a load of whites. We'll see. I don't know if I have bleach.
I'll make sure I use hot water now. Oh, boy. Oh, watch out. I better hurry up and make sure I don't let them sit there and soak too long and shrink up on me.
I don't like those. I don't like small white T-shirts.
I bet you even Joe Flacco's endorsements are boring. Like,
oh, yeah.
I can't imagine Dr. Scholl's is paying a lot for his services.
Yeah, Pepsid AC, ibuprofen.
Lysol.
When my house smells, I spray Lysol.
When little Toby here starts getting a little bit of an upset stomach and just has to go, I use Febreze.
I'll make sure I give my little guy arms, grow a nice long fur coat, and grows up strong, like me, Joe Flacco, NFL quarterback. Feed your dog arms. I said so.
My floor gets dirty. I don't like that. I use a Dyson vacuum because it has a roller ball. You should do that, too. Keep your floor clean. I'm Joe Flacco.
Chew original flavor Trident. It's delicious and only 5 calories and boring like me.
Plus, it doesn't have any of that bothersome flavor getting in the way. So that's Joe Flacco for you. But then there's a picture taken. The reason I bring this up is there's a picture taken this past week of Joe Flacco, quote unquote, celebrating his new contract. And you see him in his sure to be boring truck, probably a 2003 used F-150, I'm sure.
Yep. Easily.
Getting chicken McNuggets at the local McDonald's.
Gosh.
The guy can't even sprint. It's just remarkable.
What's remarkable to me is that anyone recognized his stupid face.
It was probably a beat writer who in the offseason works at the local McDonald's.
I feel like he has to go around town saying, hey, Don't you know who I am? I'm Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he probably wears a shirt with his face on it, and everybody's who's that guy wearing a shirt with his own face on it?
He wears his jersey out everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, I like Joe Flacco, too. High five. He doesn't even get recognized in his own jersey, even on the field. You know how many times he's probably been turned down by security entering the Ravens facility? Excuse me. Players only.
Yeah.
It's me. It's Joe. Going to need some ID.
Yeah, you know right now Joey Harrington is walking around trying to try out for a team with a Joe Flacco jersey on.
Oh, yeah. He's hoping he can pass.
Probably pulls up to the parking lot of the Ravens complex, enters in the code, and goes in. And got security guard going, we got a fan that just somehow figured out this code. Code 6 over here. Get this guy out of here.
Now, moving on, we talked last week about the great diplomatic mission. Guys, Dennis Rodman going to make everything better.
Yeah, that's the word on the street.
Went to North Korea, made things all better, guys. There's no more tension. North Korea did not threaten preemptive nuclear strike against the United States this week.
You want to know what I want to say? Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
Dennis made it all better. Now, he has offered, in case you guys haven't followed up, he has offered to go back on a peacekeeping mission.
Yeah. You can go back, and then you can never come back to America. How about that?
Exactly.
Take that deal. One way to North Korea.
Now, there was a story that came out this week also on Deadspin. I didn't read the full article, but that he reportedly was kicked out of a bar this past week for bragging about how cool Kim Jong-un is.
And Rodman was?
Yes, and the bar was the patrons and the servers and management was not too impressed with that, kicked him out of the bar.
I would kick him out of the bar just for being there.
Exactly.
Dennis Rodman.
Would not exactly welcome his presence.
I'd be like, Dennis, we both know you're bankrupt. You're not going to pay this tab, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah, needless to say, we joked last week on the podcast that North Korea probably makes its own rules. Now, we were ahead of the game. We can honestly say this. We beat Deadspin to the punch this time. They may have broke Manti Te'o, the big fake girlfriend story. We beat Deadspin to the punch on this one.
Just another example of why we are the greatest sports talk media outlet in the world, really.
On the internet. Distributed by the Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Digitally, yeah, not physically on the world. You're right.
But, guys, it's true. We joked about it, but it's true. North Korea has its very own rules for basketball. They score it differently.
It all makes sense, too, kind
of. It really does, because... Everything you think of as a kid when you're playing playground basketball or whatever, where you say, quote, that one didn't touch the rim. That should be an extra point. North Korea does it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. It is law.
Three-pointers that don't touch the rim, four-pointers. Baskets, buzzer-beater baskets within the last 3 seconds, anywhere on the court, guys, 8 points. Eight!
That could really swing some games.
Now, this is what I love, because this makes Shaquille O'Neal, our very own Andre Drummond, worthless. Because if you miss a free throw, you lose a point.
But you can make that point up on dunks, because those are worth three.
Now, this is the most logical rule I've ever heard for North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows there's no Asian other than Yao Ming who surpassed the 5-foot barrier. Okay?
Absolutely. It's kind of hard to dunk on 12-foot rims when
it is.
You have to jump three times your height to do it.
It just doesn't happen. No. Until Chinese start genetically engineering monkey arms, like 12-foot arms, like
wacky inflatable whaling arm guy.
Until they can transport Tayshaun Prince's arms onto Asian men, it just won't happen. So a dunk in North Korea is worth 3 points.
Like you said, extremely logical. And
it is. It's the best rule that they've made.
And what they don't specify is whether you have to actually like jump yourself from the ground or if you can have some assistance, like if someone can lift you up like a child. Like a parent lifting their child up to dunk on like a kiddie hoop, or you could always jump off the back of someone and dunk it, throw it down.
You really could. They need to make it. They might as well just adapt and one. They really do over there. That's what they should just. They should bring all the and one people over there and score one of their basketball games. They're already like 120 to 150. Can you imagine what they would be in this?
I am kind of partial to the if you miss a free throw, you lose a point. If just think if that was added to our game,
how much more interesting our games would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, that whole last second, you know, foul someone to try to make up the points, that could actually work. And it's not like frivolous that, oh, you know, we're down five, so let's, you know, hack someone. Hopefully they miss the free throws with 3 seconds left. Go jack up a three, foul them again.
Yeah, yeah.
You could actually make a swing and try to win the game.
It's actually meaningful in terms of the game.
I'm sorry, I can't agree with you trying to incorporate North Korean policy into American sport.
Yeah, you know why, Nate? Because we're Americans and we love freedom. What do you think, you alcoholic, hating Wyoming?
Communist.
I love America.
All right, whatever you got to tell yourself. One thing I did want to point out about this pitcher, guys, I just noticed. Very odd pitcher in the sense, well, Dennis Rodman has the front seat, okay, next to Kim Jong-un while watching whatever it is. You see everybody in their black outfit for North Korea, and then, boom, has to be a Globetrotter. Has to be a Globetrotter, right?
I didn't even notice that.
An African-American man with a goatee is sitting with a flat-billed cap wearing a red jacket and a red hat in a sea of North Koreans wearing black suits.
Yeah, I can't imagine what else it'd be unless, like, that's Wale or something. Like, Wale found
this
way.
How does he travel so well?
I don't know.
It's everywhere. He's starting fights with everybody now.
He wants to start a fight with Rodman and Kim Jong-un.
He probably does. That's Wale's MO now. He just goes and starts fights with random people.
Rodman is our ambassador and Wale is our Rambo.
Yes. Oh, the great caper. Wale in North Korea, how do you get there? One of the last stories we got for you today. Now, this is just funny because this preys on social media and high schooler stupidity. Okay? This is up there in the realm of what did we talk about? University of Southern Florida, I believe, about a month ago, tweeting about taking them to a strip club. Yeah. Social media, high school athletes, well, more importantly, prospects, they don't go together. They really shouldn't be used.
No, and this particular example has been happening very frequently this year. I feel like we've discussed several of these examples, whether it be Johnny Manziel with his bottles of Dom Perignon and
stacks of
money
cash
at the
casino.
Or Laquan Treadwell, five-star wide receiver who went to Ole Miss. He tweeted out same kind of thing with his fist full of $20 bills.
Now, what happened most recently, Justin Manning is a four-star recruited to Texas A&M, who, in light of becoming a power in Texas, is having these style of recruiting classes, which are, I mean, premier, top 10 in the country. Defensive tackle Justin Manning decided he was going to go to Texas A&M. Well, he has an Instagram. Who knows why?
Because that's what kids these days do. He apparently needs
some different tones on his food photos, I guess. That must be it. I don't know. I don't know any other reason.
Kids like to feel artistic with their filters and their selfies.
Well, this photo didn't need any filtering, guys. This is a photo of Justin Manning holding, it appears that he's at a house now, holding a stack of cash. Now, you can't see the photo real clear. We did try to, you know, obviously zoom in as much as we can, but there's a stack of bills. I mean, it's a wad. I mean, it's pretty darn thick.
Yeah, it is.
And on the top is, it's definitely a 20 on the top. There's at least a few 20s in the middle, and then the bottom is ones. Now, obviously not a great thing to tweet out or do anything Instagram out, as a high school athlete, as you're jeopardizing your amateur status doing this, but he's claiming it's income tax time, and he apparently went to the bank, emptied the register where at whatever bank he went to, so that's why they couldn't just give him all 20s, you know, all 50s or 100s. They gave him 20s and then about 51s, it appears, if that's the case.
Well, he's either telling the truth or extremely well coached, because I mean that's not something
and that's what this story says too on the blog that I read it on. My favorite part of doing taxes is when the U.S. government sends me my refund in a wad of singles with a couple 20 stuck in the middle. It doesn't happen.
The federal government is trill like that.
It does. It's very suspect, and no. Clearly he got some people saying, hey, maybe that's stupid, and he said it's only $275, and it's income tax season, and then of course, media fool.
Of course, dude.
Because this is the media's fault. This is our fault, guys, because we're media.
We're big media.
We're big sports media. Mm-hmm. This is media's fault, guys. If this imbecile, you know, I shouldn't even call him that. He's a 17-year-old, 16-year-old kid. I mean, he did something stupid, but then he's lashing out at everybody else.
What's especially stupid about this, though, is at least the Treadwell photo, it was only a picture of a hand, so there was some deniability that it was even him.
Yeah.
This one, he's not only taken two pictures of his hand doing a stupid hang loose sign, he's also taken two pictures of himself doing double hang loose signs.
Yeah, he's...
What's the deal, man?
No, that's just a lot of cash in the other hand.
He's doing a hang loose
in every single photo.
It's just very stupid to do anything like this. Well, you'll be able to see this picture if you check out facebook.com/ridingthepine, as well as all the other links that we've talked about so far.
This is why athletes go broke, because this kid is stupid.
Oh, he's going to be the one. Yeah, he's going to be part of the whatever percentage that goes bankrupt after their playing career.
Okay. Let's say you got $275 in your tax return.
Uh-huh.
That's assuming that you had a job. Okay. While you played football in high school and in college.
Possible. I mean, not overly likely, but possible.
Right. And you worked enough to get that $275 back mm-hmm. on your taxes. Okay, one, don't college athletes complain all the time of how they're so busy and they can't go to class?
Yes.
And, you know, football, I get it. It's your job, so you're going to spend a lot of time on that. You clearly are not going to make enough money working at a McDonald's or the student den, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get $275 back on the tax return.
Selling popcorn and,
right,
and
exactly.
school pride t-shirts at the corner store.
Foam fingers saying, we're number one. Go Texas Tech.
He'd be more successful if he, with his own money, bought like 1,000 screen-printed shirts of, you know, whatever. Something around him, like a jersey t-shirt of him.
Right.
Selling him to students. He would make more money doing that.
He is stupid.
Yes.
Nairtat and I did that once.
Yes!
We did.
Entrepreneurs! I love it!
We bought 500 shirts. Well, was it you? I don't remember. I did that. Bought like 500 shirts, got them screen printed, sold them.
Pull out the parents' credit card.
Boom.
Buy them t-shirts. That's a good man right there. That's how you do that. That's
just
business.
Stacks of cash.
Steal money from your parents, invest it elsewhere, never tell them. You're a businessman, and I love it, TJ.
Well, actually, what happened is we got the coach of the basketball team to give us to front us that money for the shirts, and then all we did was pay him back the money he fronted us.
Ooh, take that profit.
Took the profit.
Split it evenly.
Boom.
Love it.
It wasn't me, but I was in on their deal.
Oh, so you're the back-end businessman. Is that
no,
what you heard?
When I say in on it, I understood what they were doing. I was thinking, damn, why couldn't I have been part of this?
Of course.
This is so easy.
Late to the party, kind of like he's late to the recording.
Yeah, kind of like that. Kind of like how he doesn't create his own ideas. He just takes the ones that we already created and runs with them.
I guess.
Add on to what we already develop. It's okay. Everybody's got to ride a coattail now and then.
I think right about now is your time to shine, eh?
Well, we have a story. Did you want to delve into this last story you brought to my attention? Now, here's the way this process goes. TJ and I usually wait until the day we record, and then we'll text each other. In terms of, hey, what do you got for content? We'll swap some ideas. For a few times, I've texted Nader Tot. One time, he received a blank text for some reason, never responded, never provided anything. And then last week, he decided to talk about some guy that nobody knew about and got angry at him. And this week, I didn't even text him. And he brought the same amount of content as every other week. So I feel like my contribution has equaled that. So the way this goes is TJ and I will usually bring all the stories. And then we'll riff on them. It's no big deal. I have no problem doing this. I enjoy searching through the sports sources anyway. This week, though, Nader Tot sat down across from me. He brought the heat. He goes, guys, I got a story for you. This one's going to blow your mind.
I never said that.
This baseball story is the biggest thing to hit sports.
Nope.
And we are going to talk for 1 hour about this.
I've never okay? said that.
And I said, Nate, I can't wait. I said, do you have the link? No, I don't. He said, quote, but it's been kind of all over the internet. Did I misrepresent that quote? I definitely misrepresented everything else, but that quote is spot on.
The quote is spot on.
Okay.
Everything else is misrepresented.
Okay. But that's what you told me. So I said, all right, Nate, thank you. We very much, you brought content, buddy. So
I brought two things.
You,
I brought that Stompin' Tom thing, too.
You told me to play a Stompin' Tom song. If that qualifies as content, that is kudos to you, sir. That is a good effort. So I will let you take this away because you briefly mentioned it to me. And now we've talked. Is this going to be the third time we've talked Miami Marlins?
Probably.
We've talked. Yes, it is. We talked about we talked during the season, I think, about something, and then we talked about the miserable line to get to get tickets about a month ago. So this is the third time we're talking Miami Marlins baseball, which more media mentions than the Miami Marlins have gotten since July.
Maybe this is their new job. After we succeed at USC, we'll come to Miami and we'll be like their guys.
Yeah, we'll make the Miami Marlins respectable and an organization that people want to watch and attend again.
No.
Oh, no?
Just want to watch. We're not going to make them win anything. They're going to be terrible. But we'll make people watch it because that's where the money's at.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Not being a part of the business, but making people go to the games. That is where the money's at, Nate. That's what.
No, we're going to be part of the business. We don't care what the on-field's, team is.
Yeah, we're
just caring about the marketing,
Yeah.
Get those huge TV deals, Bring J-Lo in as a partner, say, hey, give us, TJ, give us some money up front. We'll pay you back what you put in, but not the extra.
We're going to make the Miami Marlins the Miami Dolphins. Now, the Miami Dolphins put out a very mediocre product on the field for the past 5 years, but they have a crazy number of celebrity owners who own essentially a Jay-Z portion of the Miami. Now Jay-Z is he's a owner of the New Jersey or the Brooklyn Nets, when in reality he is I think like 1%. A 1% minority. He literally zero say in what happens with the Brooklyn Nets. That's what happens with the Miami Dolphins. I think Jennifer Lopez is a very minority owner of the Miami. We're going to do that, but with the Miami Marlins. We're going to bring people to that crappy stadium that's being paid for by the people of Miami.
Right. Thank you, people of Miami, for our awesome stadium.
Yes. We're going to make it good again. That's how we're going to do it.
First thing we're going to do is kill all the fish in the tanks and then drain them. Swear to God, man, that thing is a dump. We're going to take down that stupid home run statue.
Wow.
That is miserable.
Why don't we throw some tarps over the bleachers, too, because we're not going to pack that stadium.
Yeah, we're going to bring in minor league gimmicks. We're going to have...
Miami taxpayers, you can have the upper deck. We'll give that to you.
Yeah, that's yours.
Use it however you want to.
Honestly, if you want us to literally shear it off of the stadium, we'll do that. You can take it wherever you want. It's never going to be filled. We don't need it.
Well, that actually leads in well to the story I'm going to tell. And if you're still listening with us past the hour that your brother said you stopped listening.
You're 17 minutes past where you should be listening.
No. We had commented on how there was that huge line to get season tickets. I mean, you were lucky if you got one ticket.
Yeah, there was a couple of creepy people who looked like they just happened upon this area and kind of meandered. And then there was two people who looked like they were probably like, this is it. My Marlins, they're coming back.
Well, apparently that awesome line has led the Miami Marlins down the path of terribleness even more.
Mm.
They are now resorting to giving away their tickets for free to get people to come to the game.
Now, is this like a promotion where you go to the store, you buy a Red Baron pizza, and you get a Marlin ticket? Or is this something where it's... How's this thing work? Do you have any details on it?
It's just a little bit of that. There's also, if you buy single game tickets, they'll give you free game tickets to more games. They just want people, the butts in the seats.
My favorite part,
but no one wants to see
crappy sporting events, is looking on StubHub the day of and seeing tickets going for 83 cents. It happens with our Detroit Pistons a lot for good reason.
Absolutely.
And I cannot wait. If I am ever even in the vicinity of Miami, Florida, I can promise you I will be StubHubbing the cheapest Miami Marlin tickets I can buy. And if they're more than a dollar, I'm getting taken for a ride.
Yeah, you absolutely are. I just want to ask Nader Tata, how much of what you just said was completely made up off the top of your head?
Nope. None.
I feel like this is something where you'll go to your local, whether it be a Kroger, wherever your supermarket is, and then little sticky things on the top of the rotisserie chickens that are being kept warm by heating lamps. It's buy this. It's not even a buy this. It's literally just like an envelope with two free Marlin tickets, good for any game of the year.
Or it'll be like, buy this stereo system with a $40 rebate. Guess how much that is? The cost of a Marlins ticket. Wow, it's almost like the Marlins ticket was free then.
Yeah, that yeah.
Like
probably,
psychological warfare.
Yeah,
there.
It's definitely not free. Yeah, if you buy something big at the supermarket, like if you buy like a full ham, you don't even know it, but you get a dinner date with Giancarlo Stanton.
Like, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm not a business major, but mm-hmm. I think, accurately say if people don't come to the games, you're not making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually not a good business model.
That's the entrepreneur in TJ. That's why he's the co-host of this podcast, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That business acumen is unrivaled. Take that, Darren Revelle.
Unparalleled, and I didn't even have to go to school for that.
No, he didn't. That one's free.
That's just my intuition and intellect.
Right out of the noggin.
Some people are born with it.
Right out of the noggin for that one. Whew, stellar.
I'm born with that. Nader Tot is born with that face and body structure.
I got it. Nader Tot, you were born.
With C-cups.
That's hurtful. I didn't say it. I'm not even laughing. That's hurtful.
That's very hurtful.
Well, like we discussed with some of the listeners, you've been outed as Fatatui and the Cine Bandit. They've recognized you.
I think you look good.
You're out. And
I got no problem with you. You're a handsome man.
I do too.
I hope this is the end, though. And I mentioned this last time, but the hatred has not waned for me of stupid young kids with stupid long hair wearing the stupid Marlins hat. That they clearly bought after they redesigned their logo. I mentioned it last time.
Yeah.
All the young kids have their Marlins hat with a new logo because they think it's new and cool. Maybe this.
Hot and fresh.
Maybe this sell-off. Just please stop wearing those hats. You're not a Marlins fan. If you were, there wouldn't be 48 people in the stands at that dump.
That and the people that wear the hockey hats that you clearly know they don't like hockey. Like when they're playing.
I don't see that.
Oh. I see that.
Hockey, like
you said this last time, too.
A hockey logo?
Yeah.
I've literally never seen that either.
I can honestly say the only hats with hockey logos I've seen have been worn on you and my friends who used to play hockey.
And people in the NHL.
Yep, yeah, they happen to wear those.
Yeah.
Not even very often. No. Is this a thing with you?
Is it really a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is it just like all people or only certain hues
of
people?
Are you sure it's not just the circle you run in?
Yes.
Group of rapscallions.
Oh, boy.
You hoodlums. You all go out and hate on recovering alcoholics together? Wow. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. Let's get to punch in the face. I've been sitting on this all week, and I'm really
Ladies
angry.
And gentlemen, Nader Tot has planned this one. He claims, I see no notepads, so this is sure to be just as miserable as the rest.
What you looking at, Kimasabi? You want to punch me right now? You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
You do, I can tell. Well, why don't you do it? Why don't you punch me in the face?
In the face! In the face!
Are you saying how? What are you saying?
Okay.
I get it. Snapping necks and cashing checks.
Ugh.
It's that time.
That just gets you psyched, doesn't it?
It really does. I can't wait. Nader Tot has March Madness music to unveil. I think we'll unveil that. How does next week sound to you, TJ?
Great.
Is that when we're going to start maybe delving into some March Madness discussion, you think?
Let's see.
Selection Sunday will
be
after
week,
we record.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have to get into what we think.
Because otherwise, I think the first round of the tournament starts the Friday.
We will be recording.
It would be after we record, but not before the podcast.
We'll mention it next week. We'll unveil the new Nader Tot music.
I'm not talking about the stupid 68 versus 67 game.
That's Tuesday. The first round always starts on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. It plays Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, and then they loop it back for the next week.
You know, this doesn't even feel right. We'll unveil the new... We're talking, you know? We can't have...
Right.
We'll unveil the new Nader Tot sure to be 3,000 megabyte...
Oh, yeah. High quality.
March Madness audio on next week's podcast, so you're going to have to stay tuned for that. But Nader Tot, it's that time of the week.
What are you looking at, Kimasabi? You want to punch me right now. You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
You do. I can tell.
Punch me in the face. Pow, pow, pow. Take it away.
Oh, okay. Man, that guy's really gets you jacked, doesn't it?
Man, that's a good intro.
Oh. So... It's no lie, we live in the great state of Michigan.
and we have two teams that consist of a great rivalry. That was bad.
One more time. You want me to redo the intro again?
No.
Okay.
Rivalry.
Ooh, got that one.
Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
which is green and white, and Michigan, which is blue and yellow.
Because mm-hmm. maize is corn, not a
right,
not a color.
And Kyle, we both side with the Michigan State Spartans.
We do. It happens to be 2-on-1.
And our studio guest does, too.
It
so
does.
This is 3-on-1 right here.
Yep.
Well, we had a little rematch just a couple days ago again. But this
basketball.
Time, yep, but this time was at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kyle, I don't know if you remember this or not, but the first time we played Michigan this season, we killed them.
It was ugly. It was ugly. I remember we recorded the following week, and I didn't even address it with TJ. I figured TJ was pretty perturbed by the outcome. I didn't even look at him. I remember recording for probably an hour and 20 minutes. I don't even think I made eye contact with him once.
Here's a little inside info. We were at B-Dubs for that game.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to leave before halftime because of how perturbed he was.
I don't fault you. I don't fault you in the slightest, TJ.
I wanted to stay because
of course.
It was just...
Who doesn't want to enjoy that? Yeah.
So the rematch happened, and the game was ugly, and I'm going to say that because the refs really didn't seem like they knew what game they were calling.
It's ugly on both sides.
Yeah, ugly on both sides, and I'll admit that. I'm a big enough sports fan, I can admit that.
Yep.
Well, the game ended with a very terrible couple of possessions.
Horrific.
Terrible, knocked the ball out of bounds, and then the game actually ended with...
a steal.
Yeah, a steal to a dunk. Win by one. What happens on Facebook when Michigan wins?
Hail, hail, go blue. Ugh, hail to the victors, man. That's right, baby, go blue. Ugh, God, I love Michigan. I'm a Walmart World Arena, can never even get accepted in there, but I love them.
And then after, you know, that's typical stuff comes up the picture of the steal. And, you know, everyone's like, yeah, man, doesn't that just sting Michigan State, huh? Doesn't that just suck? Well, you want to know what, Michigan fan? No, it doesn't suck. Because, let me guess, oh, that's right, we destroyed you by 30 at our home court. You beat us by one at yours? 1 point? You would think that you would just go on and kill us by 100.
That's what you'd think.
Nope. 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 So enough of your little hail. Yeah, man, hail to the victors. Guess what? Ain't gonna cut it. I hope we meet you in the tournament. I hope we meet you on a neutral court so then we can solve this once and for all and decide who's the better team. So
all right, yeah.
Guess what? If Trey Burke gets hurt, you're dead. That he is your team. I don't want to hear any of this Tim Hardaway Jr. so awesome. Wrong. I didn't see him make a basket the other night, so he sucks. You guys suck. It's yellow. Kyle's right. Maize is corn, and corn is food. Pow! Punch in the face. I got.
Hey, you're top bringing it strong.
I had a few bones to pick with you here.
Bringing it strong on the anti-Michigan rant this week. Anti-Michigan fan rant.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say I don't think I was one of those fans who who posted anything after the,
to
after
your
the
credit,
victory.
You and I have been especially good, I would say, even after Michigan State blew Michigan out of the water. I didn't do anything.
I didn't post anything. I didn't do anything either.
I was in a state of depression after that. I'm glad the salt wasn't rubbed into the wounds. I just want to say, though, the record stands at 1-1. It doesn't matter how much you win by.
You know, I've always been a peripheral stat man, TJ.
Okay.
If you had to break down the point spread from the two games this year, who would you say came out on top?
Well, I mean, it's just like plus minus in hockey or plus minus in basketball. You know, it's true. In the two games, Michigan was outscored by over 20.
Mm-hmm.
If you combine them. Want to say that the records stand at even.
It is. You are a man of a win is a win.
I am.
You are.
When it's my team.
Mm-hmm.
If I was on your end, I would probably be saying the same thing.
Probably.
I want to say, Nate, that your point about if Trey Burke goes down
the team is done is stupid. You're probably true.
100% true.
You're true in that statement, but saying that the player of the year goes down is probably not going out on that big of a limb.
It's not a big stretch, and I think you could say that for most teams. I mean, so-and-so goes out who makes 80% of our points.
But, you know, if you're such a great team, Kyle, like everyone in Michigan says they are, then it shouldn't matter if Trey Burke's out. Should it? I don't know. Man, that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm out of this. I'm not even contributing.
Hey, guys, if Michael Jordan was never on those Bulls teams, I don't think
papers,
they ever would have won.
This is how out of this I am. I'm packing up my papers. I'm halfway out the door.
You're ready to go to the gym.
I'm going to the gym. I'm going to pump.
I'm going to the gym, too. Well, first we got to record total team effort.
We do.
You're going to get yoked or you're going to get shredded? Which one are you going for?
Going for shredded.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what yoked means.
You got your pre-protein mix?
Oh, yeah.
You got
post-workout
mix?
No, I got the Gatorade one.
Oh.
I drink the two during, the three after.
Right.
It's a process.
Right.
It's whatever.
Right.
No, not everybody understands. It's no big deal.
It's health. It's a health nut thing. You know,
yeah.
Not everyone
Maybe someday.
Gets that.
Email me. I'll give you the deets. I won't do that.
Well,
don't email.
I'll post my workout regimen on the Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. It's called eat quite a bit, feel bad about yourself, run a few miles, hit a few weights, go home.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all the time we got for tonight, or today, this morning, overnight, whenever you're listening to this. That's all the time we have for Riding the Pine. We will be recording Total Team Effort Episode 5, so be sure to look for that this weekend, maybe Monday at the latest. Again, on the Facebook page, we'll link it there. Or if you're a Free Beer and Hot Wings VIP, it'll be posted there. All the avenues to get a hold of us, RidingThePine1 at gmail.com, at RidingThePine3 on Twitter. I don't know if anybody saw or noticed. I sent out a couple of tweets. I watched the Red Wings Blackhawk game this past weekend. Sent out a couple of tweets about that. So find us there on the Twitter, as well as always the Facebook page, facebook.com/RidingThePine. That's where you find the newest content the quickest. That is literally, I'm not making this up. I post it, I upload the podcast and the video whenever it's processed. The first button I click is share on Facebook. If you follow us on Facebook, you're getting everything first. There's no doubt about that. So be sure to follow us there. I think it's all we got for tonight, guys. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm done. I think this is a new record, so I'm kind of ready to get out of here.
It's close. It's close. For TJ and Nate, I'm Kyle, and TJ's girlfriend Danielle. You've been Riding the Pine.